Welcome to Healing Fire Ministries. We believe that you'll be blessed as you listen to this message. God bless you.
Are you in Genesis?
Amen.
Chapter 13, verse 14 to 18.
Genesis chapter 13 and verse 14. And the Lord said to Abram, after the Lord had separated from him, lift your eyes now and look from the place where you are.
If you haven't highlighted this verse already, that means that Bible is not yours. Please highlight this verse, it's very important. He said, lift up your eyes and look.
And you, from the place where you are, northward, southward, eastward, and westward. For all the land which you see.
See. I mean, highlight that word see if it's your Bible. It's very important. All the land that you see. What will happen to it?
I give to you and your descendants forever.
So God said to Abram, I will give you what you see. It's very important. And it hasn't changed since then. I found a very powerful definition of the word dream in the dictionary. The definition says a dream or to dream is the power to see. Someone said the power to see.
The power to see.
Your inability to see will rob you from many things in life. Because faith is generated by your ability to see. Are you listening to me?
Amen.
If you don't see, you don't desire. If you don't see, you don't hunger. If you don't see, you don't thirst. And therefore, when there is no faith, you see, God cannot move in your life. Because God is not moved by your crying. God is not moved by your emotions. He is moved by your faith. And when you are a person who is a dreamer, you are energized by your dreams. And that energy produces faith. You are hungry, so you cry to God, Lord, do this for me. Am I speaking to somebody?
Amen.
So, a dream is the power to see.
Toro ke khona galo ya go bona.
It's the power.
Ke matla.
The power.
Ke matla.
To see.
A gore o khona go bona.
So this morning,
Hussein Kacheku,
for a short time,
for nako enyane,
I want to teach on what I call,
ke batla go ruta ka sena,
how to stimulate dreams.
O ka dira byang gore ditoro tsa gago ditle.
How to stimulate dreams. Dreams can be life-changing. One day, there was a certain young man. His father had just passed away. And his father had given him the position which he had. His father was
David.
And David had just made him king before he died. Now this young man whose name was Solomon. The Bible says that he offered a burnt offering. He sacrificed 1,000
cows.
When he slept, he dreamt. That dream transformed and changed his life forever. Because in that dream, he met Jehovah himself. May you have an encounter with Jesus.
Amen.
I said, may you have an encounter with Jesus.
Amen.
Many of you in your dreams, you are seeing tokolo shows. You are eating, what are they eating in dreams?
Grapes.
Hey! Some of you are being harassed by your ancestors. They are harassing you. They are telling you you must do a mtimbi. They are feeling cold. You must tell them you are dead. Stop feeling cold when you are dead. Hey, hey. But this man Solomon, the Bible says God appeared to him. God. I don't feel excitement in this church. I said God himself appeared to Solomon. And he said, what would you want me to do for you? Solomon said, Lord,
Solomon are Modimo.
My father is dead. And now this responsibility to lead these people has fallen on my shoulders. I need wisdom. God said to him, brother, I'm surprised by what you're asking for. If I would appear to many people, they say, Lord, wamona diamond.
Lord,
one twenty.
That one is troubling me.
Finish him, Lord, please.
Let him die.
Finish him in the name of Jesus. God said you didn't pray such a prayer. Many people, you know, one day one guy said to me, you know, I dreamt lotto numbers. If God would appear to some people, they'll say, Lord, give me the lot. I want to hold the jackpot. Powerball. No, say amen. Why do you look like you don't know what I'm talking about? Solomon didn't ask for all these things.
Solomon ha khopela dilo tsena.
He asked God for wisdom, and not just for wisdom, but wisdom in leading God's people. And God said, because he didn't ask me to kill your enemies, he didn't ask for all these things, I will give you everything you didn't ask for. I will finish your enemies. I will make you wealthy. That dream changed his life. He became the wealthiest. During his reign, there was peace in the land. Because God finished his enemies. So a dream has the potential to change your life. It has the potential to transform your life. It has the potential to elevate you, move you from where you are to your next level. One dream transformed Solomon's destiny. May that be your future as well.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Am I talking to somebody?
Amen.
So, as a Christian, it is important to have an active dream life. It's important. You must be seeing. God must be constantly communicating with you. If every time you go to sleep, you dream monkeys chasing you, you dream yourself eating, some people don't even dream at all, is a sign that something is wrong with your walk with God. Can Can I hear an amen?
Amen. Amen.
It means that the connection is broken. Because God is very talkative. He's constantly communicating. And one of his major ways he communicates with us is through dreams, visions, and revelations. So as a Christian, you must hunger and thirst for a good dream life. Every time you go to sleep, when you wake up, you must feel like how Joseph said, when he woke up, he said, the Lord was here and I didn't know it.
Joseph atsoga o ile are modimo na le mona.
Every time you wake up in the morning, you must have that feeling that the Lord was here.
O tshwanetse wa utlo gore modimo na le mona.
Your amens are not blessing me. We need a good dream life.
Amen.
Because one dream can change our lives forever.
Amen. Amen.
Now, I'm always reserved teaching about spiritual things in this manner, because people often misinterpret dreams and they take a tangent and destroy their lives or destroy other people's lives.
Batho ba na le go tlhalosa ditoro ka tsela e siona ba senye maphelo a bona ka ba maphelo a batho.
So what I'm going to say today is very important, because I told you there are different sources
gona le dilo tse fapaneng
that produce dreams
sel gore di tlisa ditoro.
So it's very important to know the source that is speaking to you.
Go botlhokwa go tseba se le gore se se go fa toro.
And if you don't do the things I'm about to teach,
ge o sa dire dilo tse ke tlo go ruta tsona,
the source of your dreams may be very suspect.
Se se tlisa toro mo go wena.
Because many people just dream and say God spoke to me, and it may not be God, it may be Diablos himself.
E ka ba Satan ona
ba. Kasi bilibi.
Him himself.
Someone said Diablos. Yeah, that guy is very tricky. Very tricky. Diablos can come and visit you, and you may be thinking that you are speaking to God himself. That time you may be speaking to a snake. That's why, you see, one day I taught in this manner. Then certain sisters started coming to me in the church. And the brothers were troubling them. Because the brothers were saying, you know, God spoke to me. When I went to my then beloved, she wasn't even a beloved even then. When I went to talk to her, you understand what I'm saying?
Amen.
To talk to her, I never said the Lord said. I didn't. That time God had been speaking to me. Somebody comes and tells you, the Lord said to me, you are my wife. Tell them that the Lord has not spoken to me. I'm still waiting. When he speaks to me, that I will respond.
Amen.
Sisters, your amens are very soft. I can. So, the source of the dream is extremely important. You don't just take any dream. You must analyze the source. Where does this dream come from? Who is talking to me? That's why I took my time and taught you that there's four sources. So when you wake up, you know, one day somebody woke up and said, hey,
My mother is trying to kill my children. And from that day, she made sure that her mother never sees her children. Because she had a dream and she saw her mother doing something. And she took it as though it's from God. Then she went to the pastor. And the pastor said to her, "Sister, if your mother was trying to kill your children, she would have started with you. She would have finished you long ago." She repented, and her children had not seen their grandmother for years because she misinterpreted her dream. So I'm taking my time so that, I mean, you can understand the importance of what I'm saying. Always analyze the source. Even if somebody comes and prophesies to you on the street, don't just say, "Prophesy to me, I'm listening." I receive. Go deeper. Look at you. Analyze. Check.
Libella.
You know, the Holy Spirit lives in you.
Moya ohala lelang ophila mo go wena.
So confirm with the Spirit that is in you. Is this coming from you?
Na se se tlhaga mo go wena moya.
And you can normally feel it inside.
O gona go utlwa.
I hear your prophecy is very true, but in here it doesn't feel right. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Some say, How many people like prophesying? And people can even prophesy correct things, but it's not from God. So you must check. Also, because you see, your guard is let down when they say something you want to hear. They say, let me hear more. That time the source is what we call a lying spirit. The Bible says that one day God was in heaven and was having a meeting, and they were discussing, how can we confuse a certain king? And the Bible says a spirit went and said, "I will go and be a lying spirit." A lying spirit. So you must be careful of dreams. Don't just take any dream. Make sure that it comes from Jesus. Can I hear a loud
amen?
So as I'm teaching you how to stimulate dreams, in other words, how to, you know, have more and more dreams that come from God, make sure it's coming from God. Now I'm going to show you four ways to stimulate your dream life, to activate your dream life. Everybody here can hear from God.
It's
not only reserved for prophets and special people. From that day that Jesus died, the Bible says that when he died, the Holy of Holies, there was a curtain there. It was broken into pieces. It was broken into two pieces. What that signifies is that now we have the grace, the privilege, the honor to enter into the presence of God. As long as you're a child of God, you can go there. Your amens are not blessing me. Before Jesus died, only special people used to be allowed to go there. And those people were called high priests. And they used to go there once a year. Or when God's people had sinned, to appease God, to say, "Sorry, Lord." then the high priest will go into the Holy of Holies and pour blood of animals as a way of saying, Lord, we are sorry. But when Jesus died, each and every one of us, through the blood of Jesus Christ, we can enter the presence of Jehovah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I say that to make you know that it's not reserved for special people. Even you can hear God's voice. God can't wait to speak to you. And some of you find that he's been speaking to you, but your heart has not been perceiving that it is the voice of your God. A young man called Samuel was sleeping and heard a voice calling his name, Samuel, Samuel.
Samuel, Samuel.
He woke up and he thought it was his pastor. That time, it was God himself. Are you ready to hear?
Amen.
I'll show you four ways today. Maybe next week we'll continue. We'll see how God leads us. Number one, we are talking about how to stimulate dreams, or what stimulates dreams.
Ke eng se se dira gore o be le ditoro?
Finding your God-given purpose is one thing that stimulates dreams. Your God-given purpose.
Go fumana lebaka le o le file ke modimo.
Or godly purpose.
Lebaka le o le file ke
modimo. Come with me quickly to Genesis 37 from verse 5. Genesis chapter 37. I've already run out of time. From verse 5.
Genesis 37.
Just push your neighbor and say, I'm happy to see you in church. I'm seeing some faces and my spirit is jumping up and down. Are you in Genesis chapter 37?
Amen.
Mr. Mtweni, we'll do a lot of reading. Read from verse 5 and continue.
Genesis chapter 37 and verse 5. Now Joseph had a dream, and he told it to his brothers, and they hated him even more. So he said to them, please hear this dream which I have dreamt. There we were, binding sheaves in the field. Then behold, my sheaf arose and also stood upright. And indeed, your sheaves stood all around and bowed down to my sheaf. And his brother said to him, shall you indeed reign over us? Or shall you indeed have dominion over us? So they hated him even more for his dreams and for his words. Then he dreamt still another dream and told it to his brothers and said, look, I have dreamt another dream. And this time the sun, the moon, and the 11 stars bowed down to me. So he told it to his father, and his brothers and his father rebuked him and said to him, what is this dream that you have dreamt? Shall your mother and I, your brothers, indeed come to bow down to the earth before you? And his brothers envied him, but his father kept the matter in mind.
Amen.
Amen.
So you see, Joseph dreamt. He was a dreamer.
Joseph nele motuelo wa lora.
But and the source of these dreams was God.
Ki mudim ona mofadi torotena.
But what was causing God?
Ki ingsene sitira mudimo.
What was causing him to dream, to cause, what was causing God to give Joseph these dreams?
Ki ingse nesietsa modimo afe Joseph ditoro.
Dream after dream, dream after dream. Even these dreams were bringing problems into Joseph's lives. The Bible says that his brethren hated him because of his dreams. Am I talking to somebody?
Amen.
Now come with me to Genesis 45. From verse 1 to verse 5. Genesis chapter 45. From verse 1 to verse 5.
Genesis chapter 45 and verse 1. Then Joseph could not restrain himself before all those who stood by him, and he cried out, "Make everyone go out from me." So no one stood with him while Joseph made himself known to his brothers. And he wept aloud, and the Egyptians and the house of Pharaoh heard it. Then Joseph said to his brothers, "I am Joseph. Does my father still alive?" But his brothers could not answer him, for they were dismayed in his presence. And Joseph said to his brothers, "Please come near to me." So they came near. Then he said, "I am Joseph, your brother, whom you sold into Egypt. But now, do not therefore be grieved or angry with yourself because you sold me here, for God had sent me before you to preserve life."
God had sent me before you to preserve life. Now, the dreams that Joseph was dreaming,
di toro tse Joseph na di lora,
was specifically for this particular event. Now what had happened is that there was a famine that rocked the world. I forgot what I was saying. Now, what had happened, if you remember, when Joseph was in prison, a king dreamt, had two dreams. And to cut the long story short, they called Joseph in.
Babita Joseph.
And Joseph interpreted the dreams by the Spirit of God.
Joseph
and Joseph explained that there will be 7 years of plenty. The land is going to be fruitful. There will be plenty everywhere you go. Then after those 7 years, there will be a 7 years of drought.
For the Jared 7.
The second 7 years will be so bad that it will seem like the previous 7 years never happened. So Joseph advised the king that he must find someone who will ensure that in the 7 years of plenty, you must store up food as much as you possibly can, so that in the second 7 years we can survive. Now the only people who had this divine, knowledge, this divine intelligence, was Joseph, who was now informing the king. Now the rest of the world were not aware of these events. So Egypt started taking necessary steps to store as much food as possible.
Egypt batoma go
boloka dijo tse ding. When the second 7 years hit,
ge di jara tse ding di ditla,
many nations were suffering.
Di chaba tse ding chi ba ne ba sokola.
And one of the nations that was suffering was Jacob and his children.
Jacob le bana ba gagwe ba ne ba sokola.
And so, to cut the long story short, his Jacob sent the children to Egypt.
Jacob aromela bana ba gagwe go Egypt.
And eventually they met Joseph.
Ba kopana le Joseph.
And they all came to live in Egypt so that the genealogy of Christ
ba tla go dula Egypt gore mo Christ a tlhagang
will not be destroyed.
Go skwa senyega.
So the reason why Joseph was dreaming the dreams he was dreaming
Libaka Joseph na lora di sorotsena di lora
is because he was right in the path in line with God's purposes.
Nalimo libakeng la modimo.
Now if you want to have an active dream life,
go batla go ba motho a lora,
God is constantly speaking and communicating to you.
Mo modimo a bolela le wena ka dina
go tsotse. You need to align yourself with God's purpose.
Tshwanetse wa ikopanya le mabaka a gagwe.
When you find yourself in line with his purposes, his will, his desires,
se a sinyakang,
then he will start communicating to you constantly.
O thoma go bolela le wena ka dina go tsotse.
Your amens are not blessing me. So you have to align yourself. What is God doing in my time? When you find your position in God's purpose,
He'll
be talking to you daily. Daily. So if you are not encountering God, go and check whether you are in line with what he is doing today. And check yourself truthfully. Many of us lie to ourselves. Like many people, also they say that we are all God's children. It's a lie. It's a lie. We are not all God's children. The people who are God's children are those who believe in Jesus and as their Lord and Savior. If you don't believe in Jesus, you don't belong to God, I'm sorry to say. That is what qualifies you to being a child of God. It's not your feelings. I feel like I'm God's child. I want to be God's child. Believe in Jesus.
Dumela
that he is the son of the living God.
Gore ke mora modimo ya philang.
It's not an emotional thing here.
Kasika maikutlo.
Am I speaking to somebody?
Amen.
Do you understand what I've just said?
Amen.
When you align yourself with the will of God and his purposes, you put yourself in a position where God will communicate with you constantly. Put your hands together for Jesus. I like that. That means that anyone, including you and me, if we want, God can speak to us daily.
Modimo a ka bolela le rona ka matsatsi le matsatsi.
Number two.
Sabobedi.
I'm teaching you how to stimulate dreams.
O dira biang ditoro ditle.
Your position in life,
maemo a gago mo bophelong,
has the potential to stimulate dreams.
Anali
someone say your position.
Your position.
Genesis chapter 41 and verse 1.
Genesis chapter 41 and verse 1.
Are you there? I still hear Bibles turning. Genesis 41 and verse 41. Genesis is after the book of Revelation. Genesis 41 and verse 1.
Genesis 41 and verse 1.
Yes, sir.
Then it came to pass at the end of 2 full years that Pharaoh had a dream.
Who had a dream? Was Pharaoh born again? Was Pharaoh a child of God? Why is God speaking to Pharaoh? Read, start again.
Then it came to pass at the end of 2 full years that Pharaoh had a dream. And behold, he stood by a river. Suddenly they came up out of the river, 7 cows, fine looking and fat.
And so on and so on. But the interesting thing here is that God went to an unbeliever.
I mean,
if they are unbelievers, Egyptians were serious unbelievers.
But Egypt,
Egyptians had a God for everything. There was a God of the sun, a God for rain, a God of the moon, a God. Everything was a God to them. But the creator of the heavens and the earth decided to speak to an unbeliever in a dream. Why? It was because of his position. Your position has the potential to stimulate dreams. You know, one particular day, one of my sheep came and asked me a question. She said to me, "Is modeling wrong or right?" I can't remember the answer I gave her. Then one day, I was in my room reading the Bible, and suddenly God showed me something. Then I called her. After my call, the next day when I met her, she said, "How did you know where I was?" Because she was right there watching the modelers, just watching the modeling show as the people were shaking, as they're wearing panties. I said, "How did you know I was there?" And God, the only way I knew was because of my position. I was her shepherd. She was my sheep. And because I was the shepherd, God communicated to me concerning what was happening to my sheep. So many of you, in terms of even church, You don't occupy any position. You don't do anything.
How
you are a chairman, as Agatha would say, a chairperson. Sit on the chair on Sunday.
Wadula.
And most church members sit more or less the same place.
But
I know you won't say amen to this one. It's okay. So there is no position that you are filling in the kingdom of God. And that is hindering your dream life. Because when you fulfill a certain position and the functions of that position, if God wants to do something, He must communicate with you. Otherwise, that thing will not take place. That's why he said to Abraham,
"I
have to come and tell my friend Abraham what I am purposing to do." When you fulfill a position, God must come and communicate to you. For example, I'm the pastor in this church. Say God wants to do something in Extension 24.
Bunolo
can't just rise up and just tell the church, let's go to 24. God is leading us there. We will correct her very, very fast. Are you understanding me? So if God wants this particular ministry to do something in 24, then he has to communicate to the head. And therefore, once he does that, the head can now lead the rest of the body to fulfill what God wants done. So it is important in your walk with God that you fulfill certain positions. You can't just be moving around like a daisy curly. You don't do anything. You've got no responsibility whatsoever. That hinders your dream life. It limits your dream life. Can I hear a loud amen?
Amen.
Push your neighbor and say, neighbor, what position do you feel? Yeah, demand an answer. Come with me to the book of Matthew, chapter 1, from verse 18 to 20. Matthew, chapter 1, verse 18 to verse 20. I hope you understand what I'm saying to you. Matthew 1:18-20. Are we there?
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Now, the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother, Mary, betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly.
Verse 20.
But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take you, Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah. Now, the Bible doesn't tell us any history about Joseph. Except that he was of the lineage of David. Besides that, we don't know his spirituality. We don't know his love for God. There are no exploits that he has done. He's not a great man of God that we read about. But because of the position he fulfilled as Mary's husband, just because of that position, an angel appeared to him. Just because of his position. He was not a prayerful person. He was not a prayer warrior. The Bible doesn't say he was fasting and praying. Just because of his position. There were people who wanted to kill Jesus. The angel didn't appear to the woman because the woman had no power to tell the husband, we are going this way. But his position as the husband qualified him to experience that encounter. The angel appeared and said, look, she's not lying to you. Indeed, the child is of God. The Bible says later the angel came and said, get out of here, go to Egypt immediately. After some time, the angel appeared again when he was in Egypt and said, now the people who wanted to kill the child are dead. But you can go back now. All these dreams and encounter were because of his position, not even his spirituality. If you want to have access to a very fruitful dream life, position yourself in the kingdom of Jehovah. Don't just be, you know, just a chairperson, as we have said. Do something. Participate. When you hold a certain position and you're fulfilling it well, God will start communicating with you. When I was thinking about this message, you know, there's only three numbers that I know by head. My wife's, my mother's, and Tulani's. 0818 16 01. I won't finish the rest in case he gets wrong phone calls. By head. When I'm calling Tulani, I don't have to search. It is 08181. I'm in the right line.
Amen. You're dialing my number.
Why?
Hobaning.
It's because of his position in the church. I call him often.
Often.
It's the same thing with God. If you occupy a certain position and you are active in it, then your number will always be in his mind. Always. So your lack of Your fight to be positioned in the kingdom of God is actually putting you in a disadvantage, because you are actually limiting your connection with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hear people say that, me, I can pray at home. I don't need to go to church.
I hear you.
It's fine. You can pray at home. Many people pray at home. But there's a certain access to God that you cannot have if you're not fulfilling a certain position. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let me just give you two more, then we close. I ended with these ones because they are supposed to be obvious. The word of God is a strong stimulus where dreams and visions are concerned. 1 Samuel chapter 3 and verse 1.
First Samuel chapter 3 and verse 1.
Now yes. Are you there? I still hear some Bibles. First Samuel chapter 3 and verse 1. Are you there?
Amen.
Yes, sir.
First Samuel chapter 3 and verse 1. Now the boy Samuel ministered to the Lord before Eli, and the word of the Lord was rare in those days.
Pause. The word of the Lord was what?
Rare.
What does that mean? Huh? Scarce. What does scarce mean? Scarce. Yeah. Please, sir.
Scarce.
What does it mean? Scarce means scarce. Okay. Who can help me? What does rare, scarce mean? Less, few, not obvious, limited. Now, read that verse again.
Now the boy Samuel ministered to the Lord before Eli, and the word of the Lord was rare.
Was rare, scarce. Now look at the effect.
Libella sena.
That was a result of the scarceness of the word of God. Yeah.
There was no widespread revelation. And it came to pass at that time.
Just that verse.
Okay.
Another version says no vision. And I told you visions is open visions, is trances, and is dreams. None of these were being experienced. Why? Because the word was scarce. When you are not an active reader, and not just a reader, but also a doer, because the word of God is not just reading. It's got, there's two parts. There's reading, there's doing. You can't have one without the other. Can I hear an amen, please? Because of the scarceness of God's word, there were no visions in the land. Now that land is you. When that land is budding with the word, overflowing with the word, your dream life will be active. Your dream life will be activated. Every morning when you wake up, you will feel like Jacob. The Lord was here. Someone say, the Lord was here.
The Lord was here.
May He visit you every morning in the name of Jesus. And may you know that He was there.
Amen.
May He seal a dream, a vision in your spirit.
Amen.
May you wake up to the voice of Jehovah.
Amen.
May you wake up to the words of your God. Put your hands together for Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So the word is very important. If you are dreaming and you come and say, Pastor, I had a dream, you know, Pastor, that sister. We have to check, does is your land cultivated with the word? There can't be visions without word. No, you're not saying amens properly. I can't. There can't be visions without what? So when you come and say, Pastor, you know, I dreamt, and when I listen, because my ears are very trained, I listen for the language of the word. If I don't hear the language of the word, I just say, no, powerful dream, but in my mind, I say, oh, Jesus, mekatu talabariyakatu, rezakurubu jakarandaraboshiki. Read it one more time. It's blessing my spirit.
Now,
sorry, find King James. Is that King James? Please borrow us.
1 Samuel chapter 3 and verse 1. And the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli, and the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision.
There was no open vision. Ladies and gentlemen, there's no feeling in this world that can be compared to experiencing the voice of Jehovah. It's ecstasy. It energizes you. It's like you're on top of the world. There is nothing that can put you down when you wake up to that voice. It's ecstasy. Jesus. That's why Jacob woke up. When he woke up, he could still sense the glory, the presence. And he said, this person was here. Because he woke up to that voice. He woke up to what?
The voice.
The voice of his creator. If I could explain it, I'd be lying. All I can say is ecstasy. It does something to you. You can't be normal when you wake up to that voice daily. It's not possible. It's not possible. Because see, that voice takes you to another world. When God talks to you, he doesn't talk to you based on your current situation, but he talks to you based on who you were born to be. That's why when the angel met Gideon, he said, thou mighty man of valor.
Gideon said,
who are you talking to? But God was referring to his birthright, his destiny. In God's eyes, you are a mighty man. Now, if you hear that voice every morning, when you wake up, even when Satan looks at you, say, hey, sorry. Somebody say, I'm mighty.
I am mighty.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
When the angel came and visited Mary, the angel said, hail, thou that art highly favored. You see what that voice does? Even Mary was saying, who? Me?
Mary.
Favored. Hey, not just favored, highly.
Highly favored.
What a voice. I would like to hear that voice every day. Speaking to me. There's no mountain that will defeat me. There's no storm that will floor me.
Yes.
I will rise. I will defeat any enemy. If I hear that voice daily. So the word of God stimulates your dream life.
Amen.
I'll give you the last one and then we close. The last one is prayer. Luke chapter 1, verse 5 to 13. Luke chapter 1, verse 5 to verse 13.
Luke 1. Shatunta edaroste pekadura kazia. Lazuda kayeke tutoromajika la gazudo vuda kariaka buse. Zenerebo shakarianda buza kariaka boso korus. Verse 5 to verse 13.
Luke 1:5. There was in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zacharias of the course of Abia, and his wife was of the daughter of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and the ordinances of the Lord, blameless. And they had no child, because Elizabeth was barren, and they were now both well stricken in years. And it came to pass that while he executed the priest office before God in the order of his course, according to the custom of the priest office, his Lord was to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord. And the whole multitude of the people were praying without at the time of incense. And there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord.
There appeared unto him an angel. That's a dream. That's a vision. That's a revelation. Now let us see what stimulated this dream. Continue.
Standing on the right hand side of the altar of incense. And when Zacharias saw him, he was troubled and fear fell upon him. But the angel said unto him, fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard, and
fear
thy wife.
Fear not, Zacharias.
Osquataba.
For what?
Thy prayer.
I can hear you.
Thy prayer is heard.
In other words, the reason why you are seeing me,
Libaka umbona,
the reason why you have access to the Spirit,
Libaka ukhona go tsena
moye, the reason why you are having this vision, this revelation,
Libaka ona le kutu,
the reason why you are seeing what you are seeing,
Libaka o bona seo se bonang,
is because of your prayers.
Ke ka lebaka la dithapelo tsa gago.
Your prayers have been heard. So a prayer life is a good stimulus to your dreams. It stimulates your dream life. It's like you put oil to the fire, you put petrol to the fire. It will cause the flame of your dreams to be ever alive, to be ever burning. He said it is because of your prayers. Many of us don't hear from God because we don't talk to him. When you are going through problems, you tell your friends, you tell your parents, you tell your aunties, you tell your cousin, you tell everyone except God. And you know, if you have a good prayer life, God can even start using you. He will reveal himself to you because he knows that you will pray in a certain way. There's a lady who knew that Jesus was coming. And God told her that you will not die till you see my salvation. But the reason why she was given such a special privilege that even her name is in the scriptures, in the eternal book, she will be known for all eternity. The Bible says that she fasted and prayed every day unto the Lord. that even when Jesus came, he had to be brought to her. She had to see him. Your prayer life stimulates your dream life. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
So there you are. You don't pray. You don't read the word. You don't fulfill any position in the kingdom. You are not in line with any of God's purposes. And you come and you say, I dreamt. Who's speaking to you? No ministry. No, it's a good question I'm asking. Who is speaking to you?
Kimang abolela lwena.
Who is communicating to you?
Kimang abolela lwena.
If you want a strong connection,
ge o batla kopano,
make sure that you activate it through what I have said.
Amen.
Align yourself with God. Position yourself in God's kingdom. Do something.
Dira se sengwe.
Cultivate your life with His word and be prayerful.
Eba motho a rapelang.
This will surely activate your prayer, your dream life, and will cause it to be ever fresh.
Amen.
That you will hear His voice on a daily basis.
Oh yes.
Put your hands together for Jesus. Let's rise to our feet. Give Him praise, somebody. Is that clapping for Jesus? Oh, put your hands together for the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Have you received something today?
Amen.
I want us to talk to the Lord. I think we all want to hear that voice daily, don't we? So talk to Him and say, Lord, help me. Help me stimulate my dream life. I want to hear you again daily. I need your word, Lord. Give me the appetite for your word again. Give me an appetite for prayer again. Lord, position me in your kingdom. Let me be active. Let me be a doer. Let me find your will and your purposes on the earth. Lift up your voice. Talk to Him.
Rikaba hande rebehia katahabalabaya. Ebrante berebehia hatabahalaba sahande keberebota. Brakanta brahande kidalaba shahande leberebe. Katabahatabaya balabalabaya. Mama, 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 shabra tando brehende ki atabra sata balaba ite bohonde ki belebe he belebe ma ba 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 shando rebo sete ki belebe ya kato behende brasanta balaba labaya balaba ya ma ba 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 sande rebe ki balaba labande rebe ndele bende rebontuts baha balaba hande brehande ki atabra hada labro si hande ki vere montuts. Kato brehende kederebe, kato brehende rebe. Yanto koyande boshia taka balabota. Eburia saki mahande kilala ba shahara balabayara. Brahande rebo sekia harabota. Lindo boseki mahande bosia taka ya. Rebebe shiande kia balabo sanda brahara labanta.
We
We believe you've been blessed by this message. For inquiries, please call us on 081-8160153 or send us an email at healingfireministries@outlook.com.